The presenting sponsor for this episode of the Autism Dad podcast is Mightier. Okay, so I want to take a minute and talk about Mightier. Mightier is a clinically proven mobile gaming app which was developed at Boston Children's Hospital. It's already helped more than 100,000 kids, including my crew here at home. Now, if you're a longtime listener, you know that I'm very big into anything that empowers parents, and that's one of the things that's so great about Mightier. It empowers both parents and kids, and it's all done through play. So how does it work? Great question. Kids play on a tablet or a phone while wearing a heart rate monitor, and Mightier incorporates breathing exercises and other proven calming techniques as part of the game. Kids get to see when it's time to cool down, and they learn how to do it themselves, and parents get to track their progress. With time, those calming skills become muscle memory. All it takes is 15 minutes a day, 3 days a week, and 87% of parents see improvement inside of 90 days. That's amazing. So check out Mightier.com to learn more about the science behind Mightier and how it works. That's Mightier.com and use the code TheAutismDad22 at checkout to save 10%. My name is Rob Gorski and welcome to the Autism Dad podcast, where we talk about all things related to autism and parenting and mental health and ADHD and anxiety and all those things that are relevant and important in your life, but maybe we don't talk about enough, or you don't know where you can learn from other people who are openly talking about these things. And I got you, because that's what we do on this show. So thank you for taking the time to tune in. I really do appreciate that. We're going to do something just a little bit different today. Rather than answer a listener question, which is what I typically do on Friday episodes, we're going to try something different. I want to build you up. I want to remind you, as you are going into this weekend or whenever you happen to be listening to this, that you're doing an awesome job. You really are. I know how hard it is to be a parent. I know how hard it is to be a caregiver. I know how hard it is to be a parent and caregiver to kids with disabilities or kids with complex medical needs or kids with rare genetic conditions. I get that. And I know how isolating it can feel. I know how overwhelming it can feel. I know about the sleepless nights and the worry and the stress and the anxiety and the fear. I know what it's like to feel like there's no one out there who gets it. No one out there who can relate or who understands why you have to do things the way that you do, or why you can't have the cleanest house, or why you can't keep up with the dishes or the laundry or the yard work or any number of things that ultimately get backburnered in lives like ours, right? I want you to know that you're not alone. You're not alone. I have been living that for 20 years now, and I have felt like a failure because of that. I have felt guilty. I have beaten myself up because I feel like I should always be doing better. The reality is that I'm doing the best that I can. And so are you. You're human. I'm human. And that means that we have very real limitations. And there's no shame in that. No one can expect us to do anything more than what we are capable of doing. We are not superhuman warriors. We are human beings who can only do so much. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day. There's only so many resources that we can pull from. And a lot of us have our own mental health challenges, or we have our own health issues, or we have our own distractions or complications in our own personal life that just adds a extra layer of difficulty over top of like all of this stuff. I have this fundamental issue with referring to parents of kids with disabilities as warrior parents, right? Because a lot of times what happens is parents who are already hard enough on themselves hear this. They hear that they're these superhuman people, that they have this innate ability to do things that other people can't, or they're autism warrior parents. I mean, like, they just have this endless amount of patience and they can just do no wrong and they just keep going at it no matter what. And I get where it's coming from. It's coming from a place of kindness. It's coming from a build them up, make them feel better, you know, acknowledge that they're dealing with difficult things. But what happens a lot of times is that we get this stuck in our heads that we have to meet that standard. And when we inevitably fail to do so, because we are not superhuman, we are just people, we are just human beings who have very real limitations. And when we face those limitations, they can be really hard to deal with. And so I just look at us as parents. And I think that one of the things that makes us different is that we don't quit. You know, it doesn't matter if it's hard or it's overwhelming or it's frustrating or whatever. We keep going. Maybe we take a break. Maybe we go down for a day, whatever, but we keep going. We find a way forward, and that makes us different. That makes us special. But we have to recognize that we have limits. And we have to be kind to ourselves, and we have to embrace those limits, and we have to be forgiving of ourselves when we reach those limits. And the world has to understand that there's only so much that we can do, right? I mean, we're dealing with a lot more than what the typical parent is dealing with. It's hard to meet the world's expectations and do what we need to do for our kids at the same time. So I just want you to know that you're amazing. I see what you're doing. I know how hard it is. Your kids are lucky to have you. You're lucky to have your kids. And as we head into this weekend, or whenever you're listening to this, do so with your head held high, knowing that you are not alone, that there are people out there who appreciate everything that you're doing. They know the struggle, and you have allies. This show is all about connecting us together, right? Keeping this community together, and then helping to educate the people outside of the community so that we can grow and be empathetic and supportive and embrace differences and diversity and all that stuff that brings us to a higher plane of existence. I think when we can embrace our diversity and we can embrace our differences and look past the things that divide us and find the things that keep us connected. And that's what this show is all about. It's all about helping you remember that you're not alone and connecting you with people who get it, who understand, and who are here to support you. So have a great weekend or week, whenever you're listening to this. And just know that, you know, again, you're not alone. I know I keep saying that, but you're not alone. I wish there had been someone to say that to me when I first started going through this 20 years ago. But I'm here to do that for you now. So have a fantastic weekend or week, again, whichever it is. I'm always here. We're all in this together. And we got this. Catch you later.